How's everything shaping up for this week? Do you expect to start or expect to play a lot, or do you have no idea or what?
You never know, you know. I hear, you know, we all get reps, you know, us receivers, you know, we help each other out when we all need a break. So it's, you never know who's going to start, but, you know, I hope I get more playing time than last week, you know, only three reps. So, you know, that's not always good. So we'll see how this week goes.
Cordero, you joked around about bad luck. What are you swapping anything up? Are you superstitious at all, or does that affect you that way?
I'm superstitious, but I don't think I believe in bad luck or good luck. You know, either you got it or you don't. So I really don't believe in bad luck. You know, I believe in superstitions a lot because my mama, she really big on stuff like that.
How important was it when Coach Zimmer came out and said, "Listen, you know, some people are making more of this between the two of you than is there, that he's really in your corner. He wants you to succeed." Was that important that he came out and said that?
You know, it's very important to have a coach on your side. You know, I feel like me and Coach Zimmer, you know, we got a good chemistry, you know, even though people, you know, they don't believe it, you know, and, you know, it's tough love with me and him. You know, we don't show it, but, you know, we have our little talks, you know, at the end of the day or something, just talk to each other, you know, just try to feel each other out, you know, and, you know, I have some people, you know, coming up to me this week, you know, asking me and Coach best friends. You know, and I don't feel like we best friends, but I feel like we, you know, we cool enough to know to keep it real with one another.
Did you talk with Norv or Mike this week? Just sit down and then talk with them?
Oh, no. You know, I said I'm going to have to see what this how this week goes first, you know, and see what my how my reps and how my playing time goes this week. Then, you know, next week, you know, I feel like if my reps ain't where I needed to be, or, you know, I'm not feeling good about it, you know, I have to sit down and talk with them.
What do you think's been the biggest thing that's been kind of holding you back and them not giving you those reps?
You know, I really don't know. You know, we got great receivers in this room, you know, and, you know, everybody's going to play, you know, and Charles, he's stepping up, you know, he's a hell of a player, you know, he coming in and, you know, this like his first year, you know, and he's stepping up big, you know, and, you know, you can learn from players like him, you know, Adam Thielen, he having a big role in special teams, you know, and learning from guys like that, you know, it's always a blessing.
With just a couple games left, you know, December already starting, do you feel that you have to fight not to push, you know, to kind of to make some headway before, you know, the season could be over?
Oh, you know, I really don't know. So, you know, I just got to, you know, sit back and just wait on my opportunity to come, you know, and every opportunity you get, you know, you just got to make the most out of it, you know, and, you know, like one of my guys, Sam, say it's not always good as it seems, it's not always bad as it seems. You know, it's somewhere in the middle. So, you know, you just got to keep that in your head, man, and, you know, just stay focused and, you know, just trying to prove the coaches, you know, just keep proving them, you know, that you can do it. You know, just keep motivating yourself and just keep going out there and practice each and every day and just trying to get better.
Have they kind of relayed to you why you didn't play that much last week? You know, Coach said it was pretty much the missed practice time due to going to a funeral. Has that been relayed to you? Is that you guys on the same page? That's why you didn't play that much?
You know, like I say, whatever Coach say, it goes. You know, he's the head man in charge. And, you know, if he said that, you know, I stay behind him 100%. And, you know, and just got to move on forward, you know, this week and just try to get more playing time.
Is there whose like funeral was it? Is there anything you wanted to discuss?
That's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to talk about.
What have you seen from Jets films that maybe gets you excited or something that you see where you can find your spot?
Oh, you know, each week us receivers, you know, we feel like, you know, each cornerback having weakness. You know, we seem like we need to attack that every week and just try to get, you know, just get each other going off that end. And there's a lot of things we see at the Jets, you know, there's nothing else to say, you know, on camera, you know, because they probably watching these interviews just like we watch theirs. So, you know, this week is a big week for us because, this, you know, this is the next week. So, us receivers, we got a good game plan for each other. And, you know, we really don't make bets. You know, we just try to go out there and see who can catch the most balls and have the most yards. And, you know, it's fun, you know, things like that, you know, just to make us receivers going.
Cordero, what's Coach Stu been talking with you about lately?
You know, Coach Stu, you know, he's like a father figure to all us receivers. You know, we can talk to him, you know, about anything. It's just not one thing you sit down and talk to Coach Stu about. You know, we talk about everything, you know, on and off the field, you know, life, you know, God and family, you know, and not much about football. So, you know, it's always good to have Coach Stu around, you know, and, you know, I love Coach Stu to death. You know, I hope he always be around when I'm here.
What's he been talking about football-wise with you, just kind of trying to point you in the right direction?
He always, that's not with just me, that's with every player, you know, and receivers and not receivers. He's going to try to point everybody in the right direction, you know, because that's how he feel like he need to approach the situation. You know, he talked to me, you know, individually, you know, about football and things, you know, to help me get better, you know, him and Coach Turner, you know, and I stand behind those guys 100% and, you know, I appreciate with everything they do.
What aspect of playing wide receiver, Cordero, are you still working on the most, do you feel like?
I don't know. I feel like receiver's the hardest position, man. You know, we got a lot of stuff going at us, you know, throwing at us, and, you know, been so many offenses in different years, you know, and a lot of high expectations, you know, for a young receiver like me. But, you know, I just sit down, you know, and just try to get better, you know, each and every week, you know, and, you know, don't just try to think about it so much. Just go out and just try to play your game, let the game come to you.
It should be a little warmer, but I know some of the guys and Jarius were joking around last week about having home ice advantage in a way, that trying to turn the cold weather to your advantage. How does this team look at that, especially having success last week and then having another home game this weekend?
You really can't pay attention to the weather because, you know, Minnesota, they got the bipolar weather, so you never know what's going to happen in Minnesota. So, you know, I just worry about the Jets, man. You can't worry about the weather because it's always changed. You know, I seen it was supposed to be 36, then yesterday I seen it was supposed to snow Sunday, so... You know, you never know what Minnesota weather is. It's crazy. This is the craziest thing I ever been into. You know, we just got to go in, focus on the Jets, and just get the win.
What's your frustration level like? Because you came in with some high expectations this year.
You know, I feel like we all get it frustrated, you know. You know, it's always frustrating not playing. You know, of course I want to play more. But, you know, the big focus on it, we just need to win. You know, we won last week. I didn't play that much. So, you know, that's a knockout. That's good for us. So, you know, we all get frustrated, not just with me. You know, every receiver, they want the ball, they want to play, and, you know, opportunities, you know, they get low sometimes. You know, you just got to be the better person, you know. Just don't take it too personal. You know, just know this is the business decision and everything that's going on around here.
Things you're working on in terms of being a better receiver, can you do that in practice, or do you need to play just to improve?
Of course. That's what all started, man. They say practice makes perfect. So you got to go out and show them at practice. You know, and yesterday I feel like I had a good day at practice, you know, and I got more reps, you know, than I've been getting, you know, these last week, you know, and I'm feeling good out there. You know, I feel like I'm kind of back to myself, but, you know, not where I need to be. So, you know, it's always good, you know, to practice, you know, and get in through that week, you know, and just get it out the way and just get ready for Sunday.
Where do you think you need to be?
I need to be on the 10, you know. I feel like I'm like in the middle right now, but I feel like I need to get to a 10, you know, where I was last year. And I hope this week, you know, I can prove it, you know, and just stand out, make a few catches, you know, just try to get that rhythm back.
Is the health fine, you know, ankle and knee and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I'm good.
Okay, good.
How much of it is being in fourth offensive system in 4 years for you?
Oh, it's tough, man. It's tough. You know, if you in that offense for 2 or 3 years, you know, it's always tough, you know, because coach is always throwing something in, you know, each week. You know, the game playing different at each team. So it's always tough, you know, and coming in as a young receiver, you know, it's kind of tough on me, you know. You know, I had to take the long way, you know. It's just not, you know, I had a bump in the road, but, you know, that's not an excuse. You know, you got to go in and focus in on your job, man, you know, just master your craft.
How important is it for the offense to kind of come out and jump out to a big lead to help the defense neutralize the Jets' running game?
Oh, it's always good. You know, it's always, you know, we always want to score points, you know, and we always want to win. Coach say whatever it takes to win, you know, and we got the job done last week. So offensively, you know, we always have a game plan, how many points we want to score, and the defense, what we think the defense should do to stop them. So, you know, we're going in and just try to get a lot of points on the board and help our defense out.
Thanks, Cordell.
Thank you, sir.